This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But right now, this is not 49er related. It's just 49er. On the River Islands guest line here on Willard and Dibs with Grandy in for Dibs. So both of our names are Mark, so you can just call us Mark. And do you mind if we call you Demondrick? It's D Winters of the 49ers. Hi, D. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
We're doing fine. Yeah, do you mind if I call you Demondrick? Does your family still do that? And when did everybody just start calling you D?
It started pretty early on in my life. Everybody just couldn't say the word, the name right. So D was the easiest way to go. So ever since I was little, they start calling me D, but Demondrick is my real name.
Okay. And do you still get that when you get in trouble, D? Like, Demondrick, get in here.
Yeah, every now and then that happens.
That's great. D, I'm curious what this offseason has been like for you, because this offseason saw longtime starter and fan favorite Dre Greenlaw leave, and once he left, the Niners didn't go out and sign another linebacker to replace him. Do you take that as a vote of confidence from Kyle, from John, from the decision makers, that they felt like you were ready to step into that starting role?
Yeah, I think after putting, a little bit of film on tape last year, I think that kind of gave, John and Kyle some confidence to kind of believe in me and, just give me the opportunity. So when I heard Dre was leaving, I just, took that as it was, and kind of just tried to make it my best offseason possible and come in here and improve myself and help my teammates along.
So, D, we all know that Fred kind of runs the show, especially in that linebacker room. I wonder if you could put that into words, though, especially as you move into this spot. What does he do for you?
Oh, man, he just allows me to play a little bit faster. He's played this game for a very long time, and he, has seen it all at this point. So anytime he's in the game, he, gives alerts, and probably 95% of the time he's right, whether that's run or pass. So I'm just having that, vet on the team, that guy, it's been very helpful for me in the linebacker room for sure.
What's it like playing side by side with Fred? And when you are being his, his running mate in that linebacking group, what is the most important skill that other guy has to have, that Dre Greenlaw had, that you hopefully have? What is the most important skill that you need alongside someone like Fred?
Yeah, I think you just need to bring in physicality and being able to do your job. If you can manage those two things, I think, the pairing is always well. And I think that's what, him and Dre had. That was really good. Was Dre was going to be very physical, and he was going to do his job, and it complements both linebackers if you do that. So I think, like I said, if you have those two things and communication, you two can go a long way. So very excited for this opportunity to keep building chemistry with him and take on this season.
Let's talk about the defense as a whole in a few different ways. D Winters is joining us here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Yes, Fred is the leader, but he also seems like, he's so in control. He's just clean. He's just, kind of there. And then Bosa always seems like, even though I know this isn't true, when he talks, he sounds like he's maybe only half awake. So who's the crazy person that, like, gets everybody going on the defense?
Yeah, I would say Fred. You know, he's our leader. He's our guy on defense. You know, he's the quarterback of the defense. So he kind of gets everybody riled up, you know, and, you know, we're very thankful to have him.
And then to what level is it Saleh? Because we all remember the energy he has on the sideline. So how is the defense going to be different with his fingerprints on it?
Yeah, the defense is going to look a whole lot different this year. I think energy is the biggest thing that Saleh preaches. And you know, the football game is mostly built off of momentum. So anytime we can get energy from the sidelines, the defense, you know, third down and stuff like that, I think that's a huge opportunity for us to just go out there and do what we do.
I'm curious, D, you're talking about Saleh and the energy that he brings. Last time he was the Niners defensive coordinator, you were not yet with the Niners and not yet in the NFL, but I'm sure you talked to Fred Warner, you talked to Nick Bosa, you talked to maybe some holdovers on the coaching staff that had played and coached with Saleh while he was still with the Niners. So what did you hear about Saleh before he became your DC, and has that lived up to what you know about him now that you've had a full offseason with him as the DC?
Yeah, I would say I heard a lot about the energy aspect of, you know, him, how great of a coach he is, and, you know, how well prepped he is. You know, he's going to do his job and, you know, make sure that we're, you know, the game plan is very precise and very, you know, strict. So I think he's done a great job, and he's, you know, been exactly what I thought he was going to be.
D, I know that this is kind of par for the course in football, but it seems like it's turned up all the way to 10 right now on the injury front. Are you guys worried about this, all the injuries?
I mean, I can't really speak on that. I don't really know too much about the injury aspect of the team, but hopefully everybody gets healthy.
What about this? You were a wide receiver in high school, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what do you think, D? There's a need.
You know, to be honest, I wouldn't mind lining up at receiver, catching a few balls, and get back to my old days. But right now, I'm mainly focused on linebacker and doing my job and, you know, being the best I can be for this team.
I mean, Travis Hunter, am I right? You can do this, D.
Yeah.
D, I'm curious about what you think of the rest of the linebacker room. We asked you about Fred Warner, and we all know that's all pro Fred, the best linebacker in the league. You're pretty young. You got a couple of other youngsters in there as well. Nick Martin, a draft pick this past April. Tatum Bethune was a draft pick the year prior. I liked what both those guys did in Vegas in that second preseason game. What about those two young guys who are pushing for, you know, that third linebacker spot and then depth as well? What have you seen from those guys?
Man, I just seen a bunch of growth, especially from Tatum. Just year one, year two, just his ability to communicate and run the defense, you know, pretty good. As far as Nick Martin, I think he just flies around, man. I think he's very physical, very smart linebacker, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do this year.
D. Winters is with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Grandy's in for Dibbs on 95.7 The Game and talking things out as we get closer and closer to the season. D, I wonder to what level – do you kind of, I mean, I wonder players in general, to what level do you kind of look at the schedule and start breaking things down in your mind? I know George Kittle, for instance, recently commented and said, I don't like how everyone keeps saying this is an easy schedule because it's the NFL. But to what level are you kind of diving in and looking at things week by week right now?
Yeah, I would pretty much piggyback off what, you know, George said. It is the NFL and no game is easy. So I think just taking, a game one week at a time and focusing on that, and that's the best thing that we could possibly do.
D, I'm curious if you guys talk about expectations for the season at all, because on the outside, I don't know if you're on social media, if you hear a lot of this or not, on the outside there's a lot of talk about if the Super Bowl window is open or if it's closed, if this is a rebuild, a retool, however you want to describe it. Do you guys in that locker room talk about expectations and what you want to accomplish as a team this season? Does that happen maybe closer to week one? Does it go unsaid entirely? Do you guys talk about expectations, goals for the team?
I mean, the expectation is to win the Super Bowl, but in order to do that, we got to take, you know, every day, one day at a time, and, you know, just do the best of our ability that one day, and hopefully eventually, you know, we'll be back here in the Bay in February.
D, I wonder about this, because you're still a young player. You're not a rookie, but you're still a very young player. It feels like the Niners are going to be relying on rookies, at least in some spots this year. What's your thought on how long it took you to really feel ready to contribute at the NFL level?
Yeah, to be honest, I think that first year was a huge curveball for me, actually being in the box. Playing linebacker. So I would say my process was a little different rather than, some of the people on our team. I think as far as D linemen, cornerbacks and safeties and stuff like that, I think they've done a really good job of coming in, learning the playbook faster and, processing everything. And, I'm excited for them.
With all those youngsters, specifically on defense, D, it feels like there's From those of us on the outside, a wide range of outcomes. You have a number of these young guys who step in and immediately are good. This could turn out to be, a top 10, top 5 defense. Do you and a lot of the youngsters, like, exclude Fred Warner, exclude Nick Bosa, exclude D'Amador Lenore, exclude those proven guys, but you're going to have a lot of youngsters at almost every other position. Does that young group really take over a sense of pride, knowing that you guys can be the reason why this defense takes a major step forward?
Yeah, I think a bunch of young guys are excited for this opportunity, that we have, including me. So I think everybody has done a great job of coming in, every day, trying to get better and improving ourselves. And, we're excited for week one and for the season.
D, and this is D Winters, we're hanging out with you on 95.7 The Game. I want to ask you about a couple of individuals on the offensive side that you've got to go against in practice, and you tell us what kind of challenges they present. Let's start with Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, I think Ricky has done a great job this training camp of just, being on, doing his job and running crisp routes and, just the little things that, Kyle asks of him. And I think he's killed it.
Okay. And then what about Brock Purdy? How do you read him?
Brock Purdy, man, he's just a guy who's going to show up and, work his tail off. I'm very excited to see what he does this year. And, it's been a challenge going against him. He's a pretty smart quarterback, so just seeing that look every day has made me better, and I'm excited that, I get the opportunity every day during practice.
And do you get matched up with George a lot on certain plays?
A few times I have. George is the best tight end in the league, there's no question. So anytime I can get the opportunity, I'm excited for it, and, it's been very competitive.
He's a chatty one out there. What's your most memorable moment conversation with George on the practice field?
Well, to be honest, I mean, he'll run a route, even though the ball isn't thrown to him, he'll just start laughing or something like that. So, but that's probably the most memorable moment I've had with George.
What about McCaffrey? Because as a linebacker, oftentimes you're tasked with defending whoever comes out of the backfield. Have you ever come across a running back that is more difficult to defend out in when he's running a route than Christian McCaffrey?
No, I honestly don't think I have, except for, Jahmyr Gibbs or... That's honestly probably it. But Christian has given me the best look I could possibly get in this league. And, I thank him so much for that. And, that's really it.
D, you're a player who's played in both a college football playoff game, including the national championship game, and the Super Bowl. You played in a college football semifinal, and then you also played in the actual national championship game. I wonder how those experiences compare to your experience in the Super Bowl. Like, the pomp and circumstance, everything that leads into it, the nerves maybe pregame. How would you compare and contrast what a college football playoff game feels like versus what a Super Bowl feels like?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, to be honest, I think it was the same for me. I think the preparation was the same. I think it was just a little bit more nervous because, you know, everybody talks about it in the beginning of the year, but when you're actually there and it's go time, I think, you know, a lot of nerves tend to come up. But as far as comparing and contrasting, I think they're honestly pretty similar. And, you know, I'm very grateful that I got to experience both things.
And I was looking back at that semifinal game when you were at TCU, member of the Horned Frogs. In the semis, you took on Michigan, who was undefeated at that time. And that was one of the more entertaining football games I've ever watched. I remember it. And you had a pick six in that game, and you helped the Horned Frogs upset undefeated Michigan, who at the time had Ronnie Bell, former teammate of yours with the Niners, and yep. Jake Moody, current kicker. I wonder, in the locker room, do you ever hold that pick six and that win over Jake Moody's head?
Yeah, I did a little bit my rookie year, but now we kind of just let it go because it's been a few years. But, you know, every time something comes up, I'll just give them a little reminder and let them know that, hey, we beat y'all and there's nothing you can say to me right now. So, yeah.
Poor kicker. Wasn't a damn thing you could do about it either, right? Hey,
yeah,
why'd you last to the sixth round?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Why did you last to the sixth round in the draft?
Why did I laugh?
Yeah, why, you know what I mean? Like, you're a good player. Like, what do you think it was that people missed?
I think it was just in the league. I think they wanted me more of in the box, and I really didn't have that much in the box linebacker on film. So I would probably say that was a huge reason, but that's about it.
And, Dee, I always love to learn a little bit more about where guys come from. Tell us about Burton, Texas.
It's about a population of 300 people, if that, a 2A in Texas, very small school, and it's just a country life out there.
Are you probably a pretty big deal when you go back there, I would think.
A little bit, not too much.
No, I mean, have they like name a street after you or anything like that? 300 people?
No, not yet. We'll work on that one.
Well, yeah, I think being a starter for the Niners might help. So, good luck with that. But, D, thank you very much. Great to have you on and get to know you a little bit better. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
Okay.
Thanks, D.
That's D. Winters. Mm. Going to be starting right next to Fred Warner this year. Opposite or taking over, basically, for what Dre Greenlaw used to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.